Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Again, you were holding me tight again, placing those same kisses on my brow, sweeter than ever now. Good Lord, I remember how. Couldn't get enough of kissing. Do you know how much you're missing? No, you don't, but I do. But I do. I wonder if I'm past the point of rescue. Well, is no word from you at all the best that you can do? I never meant to push or shove. Do you know how much I love you? No, you don't. But I do.
I love these guys. Aaron Moore. Performing live with us this morning here at Presidential Towers.
Which one is Aaron?
For the American Lung Association's Fight for Air Climb. They are the Southside Irish guys. I mean, longtime listeners of the show know that we always have them on every Sunday of the Southside Irish Parade, which is today. And even before our Sunday show, they would perform on the Roy Leonard Show back in the day. Go across the board here. Brian, introduce, it's Brian Murphy. Introduce everybody who's here with you today.
Rich Prezioso, very Irish with the O on the wrong end of his name.
O Prezioso, is that how you
That's
do it?
That's it. Yeah. David Kunzweiler.
Another Irish. Dave, good to have you with us.
My brother, Bill Murphy.
Nice to have all of you guys here this morning.
Now, we have a drummer and a keyboard player that usually are with us. We decided not to try and cram them into the lobby of the towers here today.
Yeah. Somebody's got to sleep in. You have a busy day ahead of you. Brian was telling me before the show that you were going through some old cassettes.
I was going through old cassettes yesterday, and I came across one the first time. I believe it was the first time or the second time we visited WGN. That was with Roy Leonard.
Yeah.
And the cassette was marked 1991.
How about that?
So, and I believe the first interview we had with you was about a few years after that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Roy retired in 1996.
Right.
So, then we, just continued the tradition after all these years. How did you make the connection with Roy? How did that happen? Was that when Southside Irish first came out?
It was Southside Irish and Roy. We recorded the song Danny Boy that everybody has done and people have mutilated and done many versions of.
Danny Boy throwdown here today.
We did kind of our own mutilation of the song that has a beginning on it that's a little bit different than the way other people do it.
Yeah.
And Roy took a liking to that and Southside Irish. So between those two, he wanted us on his show.
Yeah, well, they're going to play for us some more this morning, including hearing the classic Southside Irish. You've already heard, who's with us here broadcasting live. Andy Mazur from WGN Sports is here today. And Andy, this is your first broadcast with us.
Yes, it is.
Out on the road today.
And apparently I was blowing everybody's eardrums out over there to start things off.
The climbers thank you for a little extra motivation.
Appreciate that.
We know you're here, Andy.
They know. I love my mark.
Out in the lobby, Dave Schwann, of course, you just heard. Do the news, and Elton Jim Toronto.
Hey, Dino.
Loves to join us, and we love having him join us.
Yeah, he said with a smirk.
No, I do. I do. I think you're
I like you always
endlessly entertaining.
You always ask me to come out
when we have nothing else to do.
You break the confines of the studio.
Yeah.
So it's always fun.
Yeah, it's always fun. I don't know if it will top our special version of 12 Days of Christmas that we
Five gold rings.
I was just thinking, I didn't know who the musicians were. It's like, wow, does Earth, Wind, and Fire sound different when they go acoustic?
That's right.
I was shocked.
That's your big joke for today?
Yeah, I wrote that last week.
Yeah.
When I heard that Roy Moore, is it Roy?
Aaron Moore.
Aaron
Moore. Roy Moore.
God. Is he a boxer?
I don't know. That was wasn't that the guy in Alabama,
uh-huh.
Roy Moore? Yeah, don't call them that.
Oh, was that Roy Moore?
call them that.
I didn't mean that at all.
We want them to continue to
us. I did not mean that at all.
And to
that
play.
Was completely
now you're getting political.
All right. Well, Elton Jim just making friends wherever he goes.
Aaron Moore.
They're
like Jethro Tull, though, right?
Yeah, exactly.
There's not one Aaron.
Turn his mic off, please. We'll take a quick break and continue. We've got more music from Aaron Moore. We're going to be at the Southside Irish Parade later on today. Coming up, we're live at Presidential Towers on WGN. Broadcasting live today from the American Lung Association's Fight for Air Climb at Presidential Towers. And we'll be back with the group Aaron Moore coming up in just a second. Their song Southside Irish. Want to introduce Kristen Young, who is the executive director for the American Lung Association of Greater Chicago. Nice little shindig you throw here every year.
Just a tiny little party. No
tiny little party. How many years now has this been for the...
We are celebrating the Big Ten.
Is that
10
right?
10 years here, yeah.
We
have 2,000 people climbing today. It's a great day to be out here.
It's really quite inspiring as you walk around the towers today, all four of the presidential towers. And, people are so, stoked,
mm-hmm.
as the kids used to say 30 years ago,
yeah.
to be part of this. Like, they're super excited about it. What's even more exciting is to see people of all ages, especially, who are doing this. And we've seen quite a few firefighters in full gear.
Right.
Doing all four of the towers here this morning.
You know, it's interesting. I was standing upstairs, and there were two people went by me, and it was a 75-year-old man and a 4-year-old girl. And I thought the exact same thing. How wonderful that really this is an everyman sport, and you just walk up the stairs. We don't ask people to run, although some people run pretty fast when
overachievers.
They do this. Exactly.
Overachievers.
Show-offs.
Show-offs. Is
but,
really
right,
show.
But it's just a fun day. And I will tell you, whether you walk or run, though, you really are fighting for air by the time you get to the top.
Right.
So it lives up to its name.
And that's really the bottom line of this whole thing. Explain, what the purpose of this is. It's to raise attention, but also raise money for what the American Lung Association does, right?
Exactly. So we started doing these climbs across the country over 20 years ago, and really it was an opportunity to, in cities like Chicago, be able to work out your lungs during the winter months, right? And stand out from the crowd a little bit. There's a lot of walks. There's a lot of runs. There's not a lot of climbs, I guess I should say, outside of Chicago, but it's a great opportunity to raise money for the Lung Association. Everything from lung cancer, COPD, asthma. We're doing a lot for research funding, advocacy dollars going towards things like here in Chicago, they just passed Tobacco 21, so no one under the age of 21 can purchase a tobacco product, which is a huge deal because so many people start smoking or using tobacco before the age
kids.
Of 18.
Sure.
Yeah,
yeah,
right.
What about vaping and all that that's so popular
sure.
now? Is that part of the equation these days as well?
There's not a lot of information on it right now, and it's certainly not FDA approved. We talk a lot about the gums and the patches is certainly FDA approved cessation tools, but e-cigarettes are kind of like the wild, wild west because they're not regulated at all. So you have no idea what you're putting into your body by any number of companies that make it.
Should we inhale anything except air?
That's a great question.
You know?
Well, there are some medications that you can
you
inhale.
Well, I mean, everything that she mentioned.
Yeah.
I mean, why are we inhaling anything, any foreign substance?
Mm-hmm.
Clearly, any foreign substance that we're inhaling, whether it's cigarettes or cigars or anything, vapes, are harmful. So we should just, our bodies were clearly just made to breathe air.
Mm-hmm.
All
yes.
this other
no
stuff.
Arguments.
Yeah.
Yeah, no argument.
Yeah.
How about starting with, some factories and places that pollute the air where you have no choice, but you think you're breathing the air, but really you're breathing all kinds of toxins and things that you don't even know of.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the people who are smoking cigarettes and, doing things to themselves, that's a whole nother story. The secondary smoke and how it affects people around them is...
Dave Schwann's Paco Rabanne is killing me right now.
Yeah. Says the man who carries his own air freshener can with him.
Cashmere Woods.
Wherever he goes.
What does your T-shirt say?
What does it say?
You say you, elevator, we say stairs.
So take that to the bank. Make sure you're...
I love that.
I know.
So the money that the people are taking in to do the climb here today will go toward what end?
So I will say that today we're on track to raise $500,000 for the Lung Association. And in its lifetime, we've raised almost $4 million with this event alone. So it's a great day. The dollars are raised towards a lot of our asthma programs, our smoking cessation programs, our lung cancer research, a wide variety of things. To your point, indoor and outdoor air quality is a big push for us as well, which takes a lot more people and a lot more dollars to really move the needle. So in Chicago here, though, we really see the work that we're doing as the Lung Association in a lot of the tobacco cessation activity that we're doing.
Does the money stay here, or does it go into the national pot?
A little bit of both, but I will tell you that Chicago is the number one taxer in terms of one pack of cigarettes. What do you think the for just the tax alone for one pack of cigarettes is in Chicago?
Well, cigarettes are like $35 a pack now.
I know. But part of that is the tax, which is a good thing.
Yeah.
So it's almost $7.
Is it really?
For just one pack.
And how much does a pack cost?
How much is a pack?
About the same. I think it's like basically half and half.
Wow. So it's $14 for a pack?
I think so.
Depending on where you go.
Yeah, I think so. It's
That's
been
a CD.
Been 30 years since I've quit. 30 years since
I've quit. Oh, you used to smoke?
Oh, yeah.
Is that how you got the good pipes?
Yeah, man. Yeah, man.
Well, did you smoke a lot?
Yeah, about like a pack a day.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Probably like a pack a day.
And look at you. I'm trying to picture you with a cigarette in your mouth, like dangling like Dean. Like
you know, back in the day, 30 years ago, I could never have imagined myself doing a radio show and not having a cigarette burning the entire time.
Wow.
So you're always like,
I'd have a whole ashtray full of cigarette butts by the time I finished a radio show. I know that's a little bit inside baseball, but I couldn't have even imagined stopping it. It's such a terrible addiction. It's a terrible, terrible addiction. But
what made you quit?
Just cold turkey.
Yeah.
I needed to stop. I wanted to be respectful of the people who were around me.
Yellow fingers.
There was that stinking like cigarettes all the time was not pleasant. But believe me, if I can do it, anybody can.
How did you quit?
Cold turkey.
You decided one day.
Yeah.
And
I have not.
Was it hard?
It's still hard.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
30
I'm
years.
Sure.
I still have cravings after.
Oh, you do?
Every once in a while, I still want to light one up.
They say it takes an hour.
All this talk, I want to light one up right now.
What about the cigarettes?
They say it takes an average of 7 times usually for a person to try quitting before they actually quit. So to do it the first time is...
Oh, it wasn't my first time trying.
Okay.
Yeah, it wasn't my first time trying.
But that's amazing.
But, that's a good step also. I mean, being here and being part of this is one, but, whatever anybody can do. Stop spraying air freshener all over the place would be...
Well, stop smelling like cigarettes.
Another. if people want to still support today's events, they can do that, even though they may not be here with us today, right?
Yes. We are keeping the website open for donations, fightforairclimb.org, until April 11th, so 1 month from today. They can go online, lung.org, get any other information about our other events and programs in Chicago
as well. What was your goal this year?
$500,000, and we're going to hit it.
Nice.
So I'm very happy to say that.
That's awesome. That's great. Kristen Young's the executive director of the American Lung Association of Greater Chicago. Thank you for stopping by.
Thanks
always
for
great
being
to
here.
See you. We're always happy to be here.
I love it.
Bringing some Irish cheer with us this morning with our pals in the group, Aaron Moore. What's going on, Brian, with you guys? I know today it's a tradition. You'll be at the Southside Irish Parade today, right?
Absolutely. After the parade, we're at Gaelic Park at 5:30. And that's 3 rooms of music all day long.
And next Saturday, the actual St. Patrick's Day, the real St. Patrick's Day.
On the High Holy Day of St. Patrick's
Day. On the High Holy Day is what I meant to say.
In Woodstock, there's an organization called Off Square. Woodstock has their historic square in the middle of town. So there's an organization called Off Square Music, and they've invited us to play at the Unity Spiritual Center.
That's great.
So that'll be a fun evening.
Yeah, you guys want to do the Southside Irish Parade song, Southside Irish song?
We'd love to.
Now it is our friends... Aaron Moore, who you can see today at Gaelic Park at 7:30. Next Saturday, Unity Spiritual Center in Woodstock at 7:30. Here for the... How many years has it been? 30 years or something like that. Back with us here on WGN.
But today we have Dean on Shaker, and look at all these great backup vocalists we have.
And that's an egg, by the way.
We're Windy City Irish, where the good times are the best.
where every day is Patty's Day and everyone's a guest. So if you're Irish on the north side or Irish on the west, welcome to the South Side. Come join our Irish fest. We're the South Side Irish, as the fathers were before. And we come from the Windy City, and we're Irish to the core. Yeah! From Bridgeport to Beverly, from Midway to South Shore, we're the South Side Irish. Let's sing it out once more. Our parents came from Mayo, from Cork and Donegal. We come from Sabina, St. Killian and St. Gall, St. Leo, Visitation, Little Flower and the rest. The South Side parishes are mighty, they're the best. We're the South Side Irish, as the fathers were before. And we come from the Windy City, and we're Irish to the core. From Bridgeport to Beverly, from Midway to South Shore, we're the South Side Irish, let's sing it out once more.
Well, we come from the South Side. Mayor Daly lived here too, remember him? He was the greatest Irish mayor that Chicago ever knew. Oh, he was always so proud of his South Side Irish roots. So here's to his honor, to his memory will be true.
We're the South Side Irish, as fathers were before. And we come from the Windy City, and we're Irish to the core. From Bridgeport to Beverly, from Midway to South Shore, we're the South Side Irish, let's sing it out once more.
We'll sing the songs our parents sang when they were growing up. Rebel songs of Erin's Isle and Southside Irish pubs. But when it comes to baseball, we've got two favorite clubs.
The Go-Go White Sox.
And whoever plays the Cubs.
We're the Southside Irish, as the fathers were before. And we come from the Windy City, and we're Irish to the core.
Go Cubs!
From Bridgeport to Beverly, from Midway to South Shore, we're the Southside Irish. Let's sing it out once more.
Yeah,
we're the Southside Irish, as others were before. And we come from the Windy City, and we're Irish to the core. From Bridgeport to Beverly, from Midway to South Shore, we're the Southside Irish, as others were before.
Yes, indeed. The Aaron Moore sounding fantastic this morning.
Wow.
Thanks for having us here, Dean.
Taking a whole new meeting, you know, WGN
right?
Radio, now the home of the White Sox, the Go-Go White Sox.
You know, I played on the White Sox.
We used to have to do that rather apologetically.
What's that?
We used to have to do that rather apologetically.
Right.
Not now.
Right.
No,
not anymore.
Proudly now.
It's a new
and
day.
Also, new addition to you performing here, I do play the shaker egg. That's and tradition.
That is a little egg, right?
But the big addition, Andy Mazur this morning.
He's clicking his pen. I saw
clicking
it.
The pen, yeah.
He's clicking
is
his
what
pen.
That was?
It's
all I had with
me.
That's all I had with me.
I had no idea you were a musician.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm still not sure. Aaron Moore, you can see him today at Gaelic Park at 5:30, and then Unity Spiritual Center in Woodstock next Saturday at 7:30. Guys, thank you so much for coming.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
It's great to see you guys. We'll take a quick break.
Thanks for singing along.
Update news. Shwani, do you have a far-flung forecast for today?
I certainly do.
Would you expect any less?
Well, all right, Ollie. We'll hear it coming up in a minute on WGN.
And everyone, Dean, Elton,
yes.
Jim,
yes.
Andy, our far-flung forecast takes us to Wilmington, Delaware. And we have the music bed. Thank you, Tom.
This is live, my friend.
It is. Wilmington, Delaware.
Indy's got, clicking his pen again.
Population 72,000.
He plays the Bic.
You got that right.
And his young Opie, it's Andy Mazur.
Population 72,000.
What was that? Start
Wilmington, Delaware.
Oh, Wilmington,
Wilmington, Delaware.
That's not so small.
It isn't. But here, we bring this up for a reason.
It's not very flung.
Stick with me.
It's far.
It is the first Swedish settlement in North America.
Well, that makes sense for the Southside Irish.
Also the birthplace of a lady named Emily Bissell.
Emily
anybody
Bissell.
Know anybody that name? Any Emily Bissell?
Emily
born
Bissell.
In Wilmington, Delaware.
She invited
the rug
vacuum
thing.
Yeah, the rug.
She was,
the vacuum cleaner. Yeah,
probably. The relatives are there. But she was involved with a lot of noble things, fundraising and so forth. And yes. In 1907, she was approached.
1907?
1907. Yeah, she was approached by a certain organization to come up with a way to promote their worthy cause.
Oh, comes I see where,
it turns
I see
out
where
to
this
be
is going
Christmas
now.
Seal. For yes. What was then Christmas the National Seals. Association for the Study and Preservation of Tuberculosis. Emily Bissell was the first to design Christmas seals for what is now the American Lung Association.
See how he brings it all home.
Wow.
There you go. Nice. Beautiful day in Wilmington, by the way. We have sunny skies and 36.
You don't win multiple Peabody Awards when you don't come up with...
And neither does he.
Roy Moore might.
Yeah, I'm waiting one of these years. We're going to finally hear from the Peabody Award people telling us to stop claiming that we've won multiple.
Mr. Peabody. That's Mr. about the only one you're going to win with Sherman.
Mr. Peabody himself will call us.
That's a good one. Radio Sherman.
That's a good one, Schwann.
Thank you very much. You can get Chicago News first at the top of every hour, by the way, right here on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
We're broadcasting live today from Presidential Towers, the American Lung Association's Fight for Air Climb. Back after a quick break, 9:45, did I say that? It's WGN. It is 9:48, and we are live today from Presidential Towers in downtown Chicago, Jefferson and Madison Street. The American Lung Association's Fight for Air Climb is going on. In a couple of minutes, we'll be joined by the Macaulay High School a cappella choir. They've been with us here on the show before. They're awesome, and they're going to perform live. Andy Mazur is here with us. Dave Schwann is with us. And despite popular demand, Elton Jim Toronto is also here with us this morning. You've been super busy.
Who's that?
Stalking Elton John around the country.
This is what I do at this point. I'm a professional volunteer.
You're a professional stalker is what you are. So, literally, every time I go on Facebook, I see that you've posted pictures from another concert.
Right.
From someplace. How many shows are you
at? I'm at 174.
To?
See, the thing is that when I had 150 about 4 years ago, and the goal was to do 200 in 10 years. But now that he's retiring, he'll be done before the 10 years, so I have to double up.
You have to up the ante.
So I'm at 174 right now.
So you saw him in New York, right?
No, I saw him in Vegas.
I thought you went to New York to see right after the Grammys.
Oh, yes, you're right. I forgot about that.
Wow, that's a sad one. I have to tell you.
Yeah, I went to, there was actually a theater inside Madison Square Garden, which I never knew.
Right.
And so they did they filmed for CBS a Grammy tribute to him.
Right.
And a lot of the newer artists came out and Kesha did a song. And
Kesha.
Kesha is the granola, right? I didn't say Roy Moore, at least.
Kesha. I believe Kesha is a high-fiber cereal.
Right, exactly.
If I remember.
Well, I love a good granola. I like to be, regular on a Sunday morning.
Yeah.
But,
Thank you for sharing that with us. Yeah. So Kesha is going to be
Kesha,
Grandpa. Who else?
And who's Lambert, the coach?
Miranda Lambert. Were you paying attention at all?
Well, just wait for Elton to come out. I don't know. And so that actually they filmed that, and that will be out. I think it's going to be on CBS in April next month.
All right. Now,
and then I went to Vegas the last in February and March.
Twice.
Yeah, I saw him in February. Supposed to go on the 9th, and since I got snowed out.
Since his retirement, you've seen him, announcement, you've seen him three times.
Yeah, yeah.
And you get something different out of each of these shows?
Well, I'll tell you, like people say, well, why do you go?
Why do you go, Jim?
Why do you go? Well, here's a perfect example.
Aside from seeing Keisha.
So I went on February 16th, and toward the end of the show, he brought his two sons out, which he's never done before.
Okay.
So that was a cool...
Those were cute pictures.
That was a cool moment.
I was able to snap some pictures,
and I was up on the stage when his little son was there, and I got some really just great pictures of his son looking at him while he was singing.
Right.
It was very cool.
Because you can buy tickets to be on stage.
Well, if you sit in the first three rows for one song toward the end, they let you go up and stand around the piano.
Stalker.
Which is very... Because I'm as close to him as I am to you.
Wow, that must have been quite a thrill for him.
I'll get my hand off your
knee. I know it is for me.
But then on the second, when I went, he made the announcement that his dog passed away.
Oh.
He had a Cocker Spaniel named Arthur.
Who wouldn't want to be there to see that?
Well, because
live.
He dedicated a song to Arthur.
Oh.
And he said, I never dedicated a song to a dog before.
What song did he sing for his dead dog?
Don't Let the Sun Go Down on Me.
Jeez. Wow. How much does it cost each time you do this,
I do mind. I can't tell you. My wife's listening.
Your wife doesn't know how much you're spending on
it? Oh, she knows, but I don't like this. The numbers are scary when you really see them.
Are the concert tickets, if you're first three rows and sitting on stage,
they're expensive.
You're spending like $500 for a ticket?
Yeah, around that, yeah.
Six?
Yeah, no, around five, yeah.
And airfare.
Well, I'm able to use my miles. And I don't even stay. I don't even get a hotel room. Like when I went, I flew in. I got there at 2:00. I saw the show at 7:30, and I took a red eye home.
Wow!
So I didn't even get a hotel room.
Wow! Well, you know, it's great to be that passionate about.
Yeah, I enjoy it. And now it's coming to an end.
Yeah.
And so it's been a major part of my life of his music and going.
And you're still you're going to go as many times as you possibly can.
Well, I'd like to. Yeah, I mean this tour is ending in 2021. We'll see. I mean, he keeps adding shows, and so I don't. And I'm sure he's going to continue to perform. I mean, you love movies and stuff like that.
I wouldn't pay $500 to see
you
a movie.
Wouldn't. Wouldn't you pay a lot of money to see one of your favorite actors or actresses do something?
I'm not sure that I would.
Really?
Honestly, yeah.
That's too bad that you really don't have any passions.
Well, I interview them for
free.
Part of my job is actually now that
not all of us are that lucky.
Now that I think of it, I actually get paid to interview.
Exactly. To meet that's not a bad. Well, you've got a good gig. You won the lottery.
It's not terrible.
Yeah,
it's not terrible. So, what else is going on in the life of Elton Jim Toronto?
I should tell you.
If only you were going to be in a musical or something.
Yeah, I mean, I've done a lot of acting around in town, but I've never really done a full blown musical. But I love you, and I both love Young Frankenstein.
Yes.
In fact, we were both at last year when Mel Brooks came into town,
right,
and showed a screening at the Chicago Theater.
Young Frankenstein on big screen,
yeah.
20,
yeah,
on the big
really
screen.
Cool.
And then afterwards, after the movie, Mel Brooks came out and did a Q&A.
For like an hour and 15 minutes.
Wow. And he's like, what,
91 or something? Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
He's over 90 years old and could not have been more energetic and full of life.
It was so
and
cool.
Hilarious.
So
hilarious.
Cool to see him just riffing and telling these stories about his career. It was so great. But anyway.
He's a great storyteller, which is what makes him a great director.
Yeah. Right, right, which is great. And to see Young Frankenstein, I don't think I've ever seen it on a big screen before.
I saw it when it first came out.
Yeah, so did I.
I don't think I did.
It was amazing.
I think I've only seen it on television, which I love, but to see it the way that it was intended to be seen on a big screen is extra great, and you see nuance and detail up on the big screen that you don't normally see.
Yeah.
It was truly, truly fantastic. So you are going to be...
Yeah, so you know, so he wrote...
Please tell me that you're the monster.
I am not the monster. But if you remember... But if you remember, if I would have done that, I could have got the part.
Have they heard you
in the
do
audition.
12 Days of Christmas?
I know. Well, I am singing. I am singing a little. I have a few, but I've never really done a song and dance kind of thing. So this is, I feel a little out of place.
This could be breakthrough,
though.
This could be breakthrough
for
you.
Well, we'll see. I mean, they put me in a dance rehearsal the other day, put me in the front, and I was like, whoa, wait. I don't even know what jazz step means. you know, you can't just say, let's do a jazz step. I don't know what you're talking about. It's like a foreign. But, yeah, so this is with the North Riverside Players, and we're doing so we're in rehearsals right now. The
this
show
is becoming like your Steppenwolf, isn't it, for Gary's?
Yeah, well, I guess.
Like for Gary Sinise and John Malkovich? Well, the North Riverside Players is like your ensemble.
It's really a great group, and they go all out and to do the performances and the productions. And so from April 27th, 28th, 29th, May 4th, 5th, and 6th, we're doing Young Frankenstein. I'm playing Kemp, who, if you remember in the movie, is like the police chief with the bad arm. And he goes, and it's really funny. Yeah. So I get to have fun with a little shtick on that. And then I'm going to be singing and dancing, I guess. And, yeah, so that was those six shows. If you want tickets, 708-512-7015.
Can I get some free tickets?
I would love for you to come and see it.
You didn't answer my question if I can get free tickets.
Well, yeah. I'll get you comps.
Okay.
I know the guy.
Okay. All right.
Or you can go to nrpplayers.com, and that was, like I said, April 27th, 28th, 29th, and May 4th, 5th, and 6th. It's really a talented group of people, and it's funny. It's very. Did you ever see the musical version?
I did see it on Broadway.
And I never saw the musical version. And but I just love Mel Brooks, and the fact that we just saw the film, I was just like, let me try this out. So I'm having fun so far, and it's really going to be. They're actually invested. They're going to, you know, like in the scene where they take the monster up.
Yeah,
they're actually going to raise the monster up into the rafters of the theater.
Oh,
very cool. Yeah, it's going to be very ambitious and very fun. So
it's Young Frankenstein, presented by North Riverside Players. It's going to be at the is it Sheck Village Commons? Is that right? In North Riverside.
Yeah.
April 27th, 8th, and 9th, and then May 4th, 5th, and 6th. Tickets at 708-512-7015 or nrplayers.com if you want to get tickets and see Elton John.
Elton John. If you want to see Elton John, he'll be in Vegas.
Apparently that costs $500.
Because I'm going to see the last three shows, because he's ending his Vegas residency in May, and I'll be seeing the last three shows.
Of course you have to be there for that.
Yeah.
We'll take a quick break, and then the Mother Macaulay a cappella choir joins us live from Presidential Towers this morning from the American Lung Association's Fight for Air Climb on WGN. All right, coming up, we'll continue our live broadcast from Presidential Towers this morning. The Mother Macaulay a cappella choir joins us. They'll perform live, sounding as beautiful as ever. And we've got some other special treats on this abbreviated show that we've got for you today as we get ready for Blackhawks hockey coming up at 11 o'clock this morning. This is Chicago's very own 720 WGN Chicago, WGNradio.com. If you have a smart speaker, just say play WGN Radio on your tune-in. News is sponsored by Pearl Mortgage. Here's Dave Schwann.
Partly sunny and 36 at O'Hare, a suburban soccer coach faces felony sexual assault charges and is due in court on Tuesday. Vernon Hills police have arrested 28-year-old Corey Beard, who allegedly engaged in unlawful acts with at least two students between December of 2016 and last month. A 25-year-old woman is dead, a 36-year-old man in critical condition following a rollover accident early this morning, this happening near 69th and Emerald in the Englewood neighborhood. Police say the car in which the two were riding hit a parked car before rolling over. British health officials say the risk to public health after the poisoning of a Russian ex-spy is low. Authorities with Public Health England say today there has been some limited contamination of a restaurant and a pub in Salisbury following the nerve agent attack, which took place earlier this month. Doctors say people that were there should take simple precautions by washing their clothes and taking other measures. China's lawmakers have passed an historic constitutional amendment that abolishes term limits and will enable President Xi Jinping to rule indefinitely. The National People's Congress's nearly 3,000 delegates endorsed the amendment, with 2,958 voting in favor, two opposed, three abstaining, one vote invalidated. A woman was injured jumping from the second floor of a home on fire today at 71st and Wolcott. She and another woman are hospitalized. Three others that were injured there refused treatment at the scene. One resident said the fire spread quickly. There's no cause determined. And today is the day, actually earlier this morning, to set your clocks ahead, to spring ahead. And fire departments across the country want you to change your batteries and your smoke detectors and carbon monoxide detectors.
I almost didn't do that today.
You almost didn't turn your clock ahead?
I woke up at 4 and I forgot to. I usually get up at 2
mm-hmm.
and I forgot to do it. And I got up at 4 and I said, oh, I've got 3 hours before I have to get ready. And they went, then I turned the TV on and Columbo was on. And I realized it's on at 5.
I set 3 alarms.
Yeah.
One of them isn't dependent on electricity or GPS. And that was the one I set ahead. And that was the one that got me up at the proper time this morning. So twice a year, changing clocks. You're supposed to change batteries and smoke alarms and carbon monoxide detectors as well. We will check sports, traffic, and weather next on WGN. WGN Sports, Andy Mazur.
What are you two giggling about?
I have no idea.
You're playing footsie over there.
No. That's not it.
Let me sit between you. That'll stop it.
Well, there was a crosstown series game yesterday in Mesa. The White Sox visiting the Cubs. The two teams wind up tying 4-4. Former Cubs farm man Eloy Jimenez, though, talked his way into a pinch-hitted bat in the eighth inning and showed his former team the kind of power he has. Launched a two-out, two-strike pitch the opposite way for a home run. We'll have the White Sox on WGN this afternoon hosting the Diamondbacks. First pitch with Ed and DJ at 3 o'clock. Some bad news, though, for the White Sox. Yesterday, prospect Luis Robert will miss about 10 weeks with a sprained ligament in his left thumb. General Manager Rick Hahn says Robert's thumb will be immobilized for at least 6 weeks. Cubs back in action today in Mesa. They will take on the A's. Another early game for the Blackhawks today. They'll try to even things up in the home-and-home series against the Bruins. Boston took the game yesterday 7-4, scoring 4 power play goals against the Blackhawks special teams.
By the way, thank you for the early start today so we can leave
early. Yeah, it's like early dismissal.
Are you saying that facetiously? Or you're
no.
Actually, oh, you can't wait?
I can't wait to hear.
What big plans do you have today?
I can take a nap. I can do whatever I want.
Free day.
They're dealing with you for 2 hours. I'm going to need a nap.
Among other things.
Oh.
11 o'clock is our pregame show today,
Andy,
by the way.
Breaking bad on me now, too.
No. Okay, maybe. Pregame at 11 o'clock. John and Troy have the call for you at 11:30 here on WGN and WGNradio.com. Anton Forsberg will get the start in goal. Selection Sunday today. And for the first time since 1985, Loyola will be watching with bated breath to find out where they will go and who their first-round opponent will be. The Ramblers return to the NCAA tournament for the first time since 1985. Tiger Woods sitting just one shot off the pace at the final round of the Valspar Open will get underway today. Corey Connors has the lead with Woods and two others sitting just one shot back. Woods a 4-under-67 yesterday. On the home of the Blackhawks, Northwestern Wildcats, and now Chicago White Sox baseball. Andy Mazur, WGN Sports.
WGN traffic. We are looking at two accidents, one in Hinsdale at Illinois 83 at Ogden Avenue. Also watch for an accident in Elmhurst at East Crescent Avenue and South Arlington. An investigation continues after a fatal rollover accident at 69th and Halstead. That is closing a 69th between Halstead and Normal today. CTA is rerouting number 67. Buses. Otherwise, we look good on our expressways and tollways this morning. Of course, the Southside Irish Parade today closing western from 103rd to 115th, and the Northwest Side Irish Parade along Northwest Highway. Both parades kicking off at noon today.
That's at Neola and Northwest Highway. To Harlem Avenue.
That is correct.
This morning.
The parade will continue on Northwest Highway, ending at Harlem Avenue.
The Northwest Side Irish.
And anyone, the Sox are playing.
This traffic report, sponsored by Boost Mobile. Switch to Boost and get 4 lines for only $25 per line with unlimited gigs on every line. Plus, switch today and get up to 4 free phones. And for personalized traffic on demand, get the Traffic Chicago app. Approved by Team Hochberg at Pearl Mortgage. Just search TRAFFIX Chicago. The forecast.
Can I get that on my flip phone?
You are the Orson Welles of traffic commercials. I just would like to say.
And the forecast from the WGN Chicago Weather Center. Partly sunny today, high in the 40s. Partly cloudy tonight, low around 30. Partly cloudy tomorrow, and a high once again around 40. We are looking at 36 degrees under partly cloudy skies at O'Hare. I'm Dave Schwann, ready to join the conversation live whenever a story changes on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Will you smite my tongue and hold my breath? Scared to rock the boat and make a mess. So I said quietly, agreed politely. Did this factor got I had a choice? Let you push me tick, 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 tick. I stood for nothing. I fell for everything. You held me down, but I got up. Already brushing off the dust. You hear my voice, you hear that sound. Like thunder gonna shake the ground. You held me down, but I got up. Get ready, cause I've had enough. I see it all, I see it now. I got the eye of the tiger, a fighter, dancing through the fire. Cause I am a champion, and you're gonna hear me roar louder, louder than a lion. Cause I am a champion, and you're gonna hear me roar. Did not float in like a butterfly, did singing like a bee, I heard my steps. I went from zero to my own hero. You held me down, but I got up. Already brushing off the dust. You hear my voice, you hear that sound. Like thunder gonna shake the ground. You held me down, but I got up. Get ready, cause I've had enough. I see it all, I see it now. I got the eye of a tiger, a fighter, dancing through the fire. Cause I am a champion, and you're gonna hear me roar louder, louder than a lion. Cause I am a champion, and you're gonna hear me roar, 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 roar.
Choir, hearing them roar this morning sounded great.
I heard the roar song before.
Well, so look at you. Look at you. The song's only like 10 years old. It's about time you caught up with
by the Katy Perry, right?
Yeah, by the Katy Perry.
It's like a group.
Exactly right. The Mother Macaulay a cappella choir been in studio with us before, and they're fantastic and have achieved all kinds of things. And Julie McKee is not only an alum, by the way, but also their musical director. Welcome back, Julie. Nice to have you here with
us. Thank you. We're so happy to be here.
It's great to have you guys here with us. How are things going? This is like one of the best sounding choirs I think that there is. So enthusiastic.
Thank you.
So into it.
Enthusiasm is definitely something that we're not short of with these amazing girls.
Yeah.
Thanks.
How long have you been the musical director now?
This is my 17th year at Macaulay, and I was taught by this amazing Sister of Mercy, Sister Ellen Marie Ryan, and she was my teacher. As you said, I'm an alum, class of 93. So when I came to Macaulay, I was teaching choir, and then she asked me if I would take over this group, which this is one of my best memories of Macaulay, was singing with the a cappella, and I just jumped at the chance.
Oh, so the a cappella choir has been in existence for a while. This isn't like a result of the movie Pitch Perfect.
Well, so I think, you know, for me, taking it a little more, we still do a lot of traditional music. You might hear a little bit of that later, but, and, you know, at Christmas time, of course, we do a lot of Christmas tunes, but kind of doing some more new pop music was a little more of my hand in it when those kinds of movies and like a cappella competitions and collegiate a cappella really got popular. I sort of saw a chance to maybe try something different.
Yeah, was there an increase in interest in a cappella choir once Pitch Perfect came out?
Definitely. And then I started hearing from a lot of my alums that they were in collegiate groups, and then one of our alums is even on one of those television shows, you know, a reality show with competing a cappella groups, and I thought, this is really, you know, kind of the cool thing right now. And so I kind of jumped at the chance to try some of the new arrangements. There's been an explosion in terms of music that's available for women's a cappella groups, and so we've just been having a ton of fun with it. We sometimes learn almost, I would say, you guys, like a new song, a rehearsal at times, just because there's so much great music out there.
Yeah, do some of the young ladies bring ideas of songs that they want to do?
Yeah, in fact, Claire, what did you just arrange? Claire just arranged a song for us.
Get a microphone over so we can hear.
I just arranged Man in the Mirror for our
the Michael Jackson
choir.
Song?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It was really cool.
So our spring theme is...
They know those old songs.
Yeah, you know Michael Jackson.
you know anybody?
You can't miss that one.
Hey,
our spring theme is Rise Up for all of our choral groups, and so we were looking for inspirational songs, and Claire here said, well, there's no women's arrangement of Man in the Mirror. Right. And so she just took to the computer and made an arrangement. So that's a Macaulay girl for you.
Isn't it funny how they all have tablets, too? They're singing from music. They all have their tablets. Now, is the sheet music on your tablet or just
So we have gone, a few years back, we went one-to-one tablets and Macaulay. And about in the last year, I finally decided to give in with the music because it's amazing. They can download it to Notability. They can take all their notes on it. And everywhere we go, their music's always with them. Yeah. So pretty amazing use of technology.
I did notice that, too, when they were singing. Yeah. It's like nobody had or just like a notebook.
Right.
Yeah. They're light. They're portable.
Very easy.
Yeah.
Can we just talk to, some of the
this is Grace. Grace is our assistant director.
Hello, Grace. I love your shamrocks that you have on your face. Very
Thank
beautiful.
Thank you so much. Try to be festive.
Are you going
to
be in the Southside Parade today?
Oh, yes. I will be there. So I'm actually a part of the Brother Ice Mother Macaulay marching band.
Very nice.
So I'll be there marching down the streets.
What instrument do you play?
I play clarinet.
Very nice. Wouldn't it be great if it had been like grand piano or something?
That'd be a little hard to march with.
Yes. Right. Tuba. Why did you decide to become a part of this, and what does it mean to you to be part of this?
Well, I've always loved music growing up from when I was little. And one of the reasons I wanted to come to Macaulay was for the music program, like the theater program. And then I came across this a cappella group, and I just saw like all the amazing music they performed, like with such like excellence. But then even more than that, just like the strong like community of people here. Like some of my best friends are in a cappella choir.
Right.
And this year as a senior, being able to take a leadership position just means so much to me. Just be able to watch all the girls grow throughout the year.
That's great. Who else can we talk to?
Do you play air clarinet since you can't play an instrument?
Julie,
in the group?
What's your name?
My name is Dejana Newkirk.
Hi, Dejana. I love your beautiful name.
Thank you.
Now, are you what grade are you in?
I'm a senior. I don't look like it, but I'm a senior.
I was going to say, you must be a freshman.
No.
small only in size, huge in spirit, I'm guessing, right?
Yeah.
And what does this mean to be part of this for you?
Well, you just see the impact of music everywhere. Everywhere you go, there is going to be music, whether you're with family, friends. So to be able to give that to people is quite amazing, and to be able to use a gift that I have for the betterment of community and for the betterment of my school and just overall people in general, their happiness is quite amazing. So that's why I decided to join this group.
That's great. One of the things that really is so overwhelming to me, Julie, when you've been here on the radio with us, you've been on television with us on the TV morning news, there's such a positive, affirming empowerment for these young ladies going out there where they can conquer the world. I get the feeling like you impart to them, there is nothing you cannot do as young ladies.
I mean, what I see in 4 years is amazing. You know, when I see the growth and confidence in these young women, and every year I sit at graduation and I kind of marvel. We have the most beautiful graduation. The girls wear white gowns, and I sit there and I marvel at these confident young women walking across the stage and holding their heads high. And then I also enjoy amazing contact with my alums, and I think it's because of the relationships we're able to form. And you know, I hear about what they're doing. They're going out in the world, and I feel, you know, I kind of joke with my girls sometimes that every single day I'm on the way to work and I feel like the luckiest person because I love my job. And it's these guys that allow me to love my job because they're so much fun, they're so smart, they're so inspired, but that they have so many ideas that they bring into the classroom every day. So it's more than just a choir. They really are just the best girls.
Yeah, I think it works. I think it works two ways as well because you are about to receive a special award for your dedication and your commitment to excellence from the National Catholic Education Association. You're going to be going to their annual conference at the end of this month to receive a special award, and I think that says something about you, right?
Thanks.
Doesn't that say something?
They know that I don't even let them sing happy birthday to me, so they're like standing like...
They're silent.
What
I was wondering,
say? Yeah,
do you secretly hate her?
Not even a high five anymore.
No, they're scared. No, I'm...
scared. I'm nice to see the high school experience hasn't changed since I was there.
I'm really proud, but I feel like I work in this amazing community, and I'm not just saying that. I feel like that award could go to any teacher or staff member at Macaulay. It's really... the most wonderful community of caring people that are all working to give these girls what they deserve every day. So I'm, of course, very proud to receive it, and it's wonderful, and, you know, a really wonderful person nominated me, my department chair, who works so hard for all of us every day. So just for that, I'm so grateful, but really this is what it's all about every
day. And it's still an all-girls school, right?
It is.
One of the few left in the city.
Yeah, I mean,
all boys as well.
It's neat because next door is Brother Rice, and like, so for me, I teach theater seminar a lot of my day, and the boys come next door and take it. So we like to say we have the best of both worlds, you know, and that you can be in a single gender environment, but we do our musical as a huge, of course, co-ed musical. We did Les Mis this year. It's pretty epic. And so you can still, you know, have the single gender environment and really, truly, in the words of, is it Miley Cyrus? Am I right? Best of both worlds?
Yeah,
that was pretty good for me.
Oh, you know who Miley Cyrus is.
Trust me, I barely know them unless these guys tell me, so.
I went to an all-boys school in St. Pat's on the Northwest side, and
oh, yeah.
I loved going to a school with single gender. A lot of people go, how can that be, or isn't it? But no, I thought it was an amazing experience. So you guys enjoy it, because it is a unique
so
experience.
So true.
Yeah. Well, they certainly did a good job on you, Jim.
Wow.
We're going to take a quick break. We're going to hear more from the Mother Macaulay a cappella choir a little bit later on. But ladies, this is Uncle Dean talking now. Never mind that she's threatened you not to throw accolades on her. As we go to the break, let's hear it for Julie McKee. That's what you want to hear. Back in a second, WGN. The Kit Kat Club must close in a week, so come to the Cabaret, old chum, only at the Paramount Theater in Aurora. Don't miss what the Chicago Tribune calls revival work of the highest level. What Around Town says may be the best musical of the year. Highly recommended by the Chicago Sun-Times, this masterful, emotionally gut-wrenching cabaret is stunning. Paramount's audience is stunned into silence. Come hear the music play only through March 18th. Tickets are at ParamountAurora.com. That's ParamountAurora.com.
You saw that, right?
I did.
VIP thing out there, didn't you?
Yeah, we did. We had a Dean's Night out there. It was very nice.
And you look great in the bow tie and the fishnets.
Thank you. Thank you very much for noticing. You spend that much time shaving your legs, you want someone to notice. If you're coming down to Presidential Towers today, as you can hear in the background, we're right outside the men's room door.
Is that what's going on there so often?
It's a powwow.
Oh, jeez. We're doing a little show business here, folks.
You know, when you hear WGN's coming, you put them right outside the men's room door.
There you go again. They're doing sword fights in there. Come on, stop it.
The news is sponsored.
Nice.
Professional broadcasting. The news is sponsored by American Weathermakers. Shawnee, best of luck to you.
Thanks,
Godspeed, Dean. With your newscast.
Thank you. Good morning. We're following a story out of Milwaukee where police say a suspect in a kidnapping incident was found dead after a standoff at a home on the city's north side. Authorities say the 34-year-old man was found inside the home yesterday, nearly 15 hours after he stopped communicating with negotiators. The hostages were rescued. Two of the three kidnappers arrested. Japan has marked the 7th anniversary of the tsunami that took more than 18,000 lives on the northeast coast and triggered a nuclear disaster. It was March 11th, 2011, when the tsunami, set off by a magnitude 9 earthquake, caused partial meltdowns in three reactors at the Fukushima nuclear power plant. More than 70,000 people are still displaced. And a 25-year-old woman is dead, a 36-year-old man critical, after a rollover accident early this morning in the Inglewood neighborhood, happening near 69th and Emerald. Police say the car in which the two were riding hit a parked car before rolling over. We'll check sports, traffic, and weather next on WGN. WGN Sports.
Did she
Andy
just
Mazur.
Say Oprah?
She said Oppa.
Oh. Greek Isles.
WGN Sports. Mr. Andrew Mazur.
Oppa.
Oppa.
A little more enthusiasm on an Opa there.
Well, you know, I didn't know if I was going to say Oprah or Opa. You guys got me all confused.
Either is an expression of great joy.
Oh, okay.
It's about the only great joy Oprah's going to have this weekend once the box office numbers come out.
Wow.
From that new movie.
Ouch.
A Wrinkle in Time.
You know, they weren't saying Opa yesterday in the Blackhawks dressing room after a 7-4 loss to the Bruins
that's
yesterday.
Why he's a pro. That's segue of the year, right?
Thank you very much.
Professional broadcasting. Right,
get back into action a little bit later on today. Actually, in about 22 minutes or so, you'll hear from Chris Bowden. Pregame at 11 o'clock. John and Troy have the call of the Hawks and the Bruins at 11:30 on WGN and WGNRadio.com. Anton Forsberg will get the start in goal. White Sox and Cubs battled to a 4-4 tie in Mesa yesterday, though the highlight for the White Sox was a 2-out, 2-strike opposite field home run by former Cub farmhand Eloy Jimenez in the 8th inning. Jimenez is expected to start today as the White Sox take on the Diamondbacks in a game you'll hear here on WGN later on this afternoon. First pitch with Ed and DJ at 3 o'clock today. Reynaldo Lopez will get the start. Some bad news, though, for the White Sox. Prospect Luis Robert will miss about 10 weeks with a sprained ligament in his left thumb. Cubs back in action today as well. They will be in Mesa taking on the A's. Tiger Woods challenging for the lead. He sets just one shot off the pace in the final round of the Valspar Championship. Corey Connors has the lead by that one stroke. And it's Selection Sunday for the NCAA tournament later on today. We know for the first time since 1985, the Loyola Ramblers will be sitting and waiting to find out where they're going to go.
How about that?
We had Porter Moser on a couple of weeks ago, right after they had they won the MVC tournament for the first time. And there's a lot of projections going on right now. There'll be an 11 seed, which would mean they would play a 6th seed. So right now, a lot of the bracketologists, if I can use that word in your presence. If I can use that word in your presence.
Jeez, you can say that word in your presence.
They have them playing Houston as the number 6 seed in the West.
Okay.
So we'll find out.
Is that good for Loyola?
Yeah, for 11 seed for a Missouri Valley Conference championship, I think that's about where they belong.
Okay.
Maybe they'll get a little higher. Maybe they'll get a little lower.
I was up in Rogers Park along Sheridan Road yesterday, and like Loyola Fever.
Oh, yeah.
It's obviously in a very Loyola friendly neighborhood, but it's everywhere. I mean, the fever up there is unbelievable.
Yeah, they're going to pack Gentile Arena today because the fans are going to be there for the announcement. They've got a video ready to go and everything, and they're going to be just waiting with bated breath like everybody around the country.
Very cool.
Find out where they're going to go. Cool. On the home of the Blackhawks, Northwestern Wildcats, and now Chicago White Sox baseball, Andy Mazur, WGN Sports.
WGN traffic still on the south side. A problem at 69th Street between Halsted and Normal due to the earlier fatal accident in that area. The CTA rerouting number 67 buses. Also in Elmhurst, an accident still causing problems at the intersection of Crescent Avenue and South Arlington. We have two parades, as we've been mentioning all day today. The Southside Irish closing Western Avenue.
Wait a minute. Did you say Southside Irish?
Hey! The Southside Irish.
Mother
parade.
Macaulay a cappella choir is here with us. Many of them are going to be in the parade today.
And it is closing Western Avenue from 103rd to 115th. The parade starting at noon. Also right. On the northwest side.
Northwest side
northwest
Irish?
Northwest side
what?
Irish parade.
Yeah. Oh, ooh, wow.
The parade beginning at Southsiders for in Neola. Going up Northwest Highway, ending at Harlem. And Dean, Elton, Andy, and our friends here from Mother Macaulay High School, despite all of this activity today, Des Plaines Avenue between Roosevelt and Harrison remains closed for the Maxwell Street Market until 3 o'clock right. This afternoon.
That's right. This is what makes Sunday morning for me. It's not Sunday morning for me until I hear that.
Now, here's something else that's going to make your Sunday morning for personalized traffic. On demand.
I want it right now.
Get the Traffic Chicago app approved by Team Hochberg at Pearl Mortgage. Just search TRAFFIX Chicago, and we're not done because...
Yeah.
Say it isn't so.
Listen to Orson here again.
Finally.
A dramatic pause.
Here's a way you can save time parking.
I thought we had to get the paddles out for him. I wasn't sure what was going on. He did.
Use Spot Hero anytime you park. First time users can enter the promo code SMART.
Right.
Smart.
Yep.
For $10 off. Spot Hero Park Smarter. And the WGN forecast, a partly sunny day today, high in the 40s, partly cloudy tonight, a low around 30. And for tomorrow, a partly cloudy skies and a high near 40. And right now at O'Hare, we have officially 35 degrees, 37 at Midway, Chicago's Lakefront 35.
What's it like in the Beverly neighborhood right now?
In the Beverly neighborhood? We are looking at 37.
Oh. Hotter there.
Perfect day for a parade.
It is a perfect day for a parade. And no rain on the parade today.
See?
Either. Get it? Don't let it rain on the parade.
Oh, my God.
Get Chicago
funny,
news.
These are impressionable high school children.
Get Chicago news first at the top of every hour. I'm Dave Schwann on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
They are the Mother Macaulay a cappella choir getting ready for the Southside Irish Parade today. They sound magnificent. Take it away, ladies.
Oh, Danny boy, the pipes are calling from glen to glen and down the mountainside. The sun is on, the rose is falling. It's you must go and I must fight. But come ye back when summer's in the meadow, or when the valley's hushed and white with snow. It's over here in sunshine or in shadow. Oh, Danny boy, oh, Danny boy, I miss you so.
Gorgeous, beautiful, beautiful.
Yeah,
Mother
right
Macaulay.
Here.
A cappella choir.
M squared.
What do you have coming up? You guys are going to be traveling again, I think, right?
Yeah, some of the choir members are going with our big full choir of all the girls to New Orleans on tour over Easter. So that's going to be beautiful. They're going to be singing a jazz mass on Easter Sunday at the cathedral there and doing workshops, and that's going to be a really great trip. And then so I feel like I can now say this confidently because I feel like I slip this in sheepishly every year, that we're going to sing the national anthem at a White Sox game.
All right.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. You mean on the home of the White Sox, WGN
yes,
Radio?
The home of the White Sox. I can say it with confidence. So May 8th is our White Sox night. We have, our Father's Club arranges that, and we have a fantastic, big, exciting event there. So we'll be down in the field with our friends, the Mac Melody, who's our partnering show choir, who I think you're going to see on Friday at Bourbon Street.
Yes.
And we have a great time with those girls, and we're all going to go down in the field and have a blast. And then we start winding down the year, and I have to give up about 8-9 of these girls to the future.
Graduation.
Yeah.
So overrated.
I know. I it's really hard, but then, you know, the cycle continues. The new girls come
That's
in
great.
And we do
Circle
it all again.
Circle
That's
of life.
Circle of life. That's so great. We're going to hear more from the Mother Macaulay a cappella choir coming up in a minute. Have you ever heard Elton Jim's version of Danny Boy? He's quite the singer on all of our...
Danny Boy!
Wow.
Oh, Danny Boy!
Isn't that a tenor?
That,
I'm going to put you in the second soprano section.
Yeah. Very nice.
When we go to the break, I'll tell you what I think it is.
Oh,
that's
Danny,
coming up next on WGN.
Oh, Danny Boy!
Now, who's that?
10:51 is what I said. Today's show live from Presidential Towers for the American Lung Association's Fight for Air Climb. Dean Richards here with Andy Mazur, with Dave Schwann, with Elton Jim Toronto with us. And also joining us this morning is Crystal Allen with Garrett's Popcorn, a real Chicago institution. We have some exciting announcements today. Crystal, welcome. Nice to have you here with us.
Thank you. Good morning. It's been a pleasure already coming here this morning. I know we want to talk about some of our Gare fans that you've interviewed before, such as Halle Berry.
Yes.
And, you know, we recently
You mean when I made her, the moment I like to call the moment I made Halle Berry shriek
yes.
with delight?
Exactly. I don't know if you know, but she's also said several times before that she doesn't need a husband. She needs Gare popcorn.
I am telling you what, I'm not sure that she's that good of an actress that she could have faked her complete, utter joy when I walked in with a bucket of Garrett's popcorn from her. Because she, you know, her early part of her career was here in Chicago. She's familiar with Garrett's.
Yes.
And every time I go see her now, I bring her some Garrett's popcorn.
Look at you sucking up to Halle Berry.
Is there anything wrong with that?
There's nothing wrong with that.
Show of hands, anybody who wouldn't do exactly the same thing.
We enjoy when people share our handcrafted happiness, so yeah. We thank you for that.
She loves it.
Yes.
A former President Barack Obama.
Absolutely.
Also is a big fan of Garrett's.
Yep, and you all said before, Oprah. So.
Oprah, exactly correct.
Okay. Yep. I love Garrett!
Has Garrett, was that ever one of her favorite things? Where
yes,
she,
yeah? Three times, yes.
Wow.
So that's huge for us.
Yeah.
But we have some more exciting things to talk about.
Some new flavors, and we're going to sample one of them in just a second. How long has Garrett's been in existence now?
69 years,
isn't
since 1949.
Isn't that amazing? And have they always had the caramel cheese from the get-go?
So, actually, we had the cheese corn and we had the caramel crisp, but what we noticed that what our fans were doing when they were leaving the shop is that they would order one bag of the cheese corn, order one bag of the caramel crisp, and then get a third empty bag, and then they would combine it and mix it together. And so we took a note, and here we are. Here
I thought it would have been like one customer had a bag of caramel and one had a bag of cheese, and they bumped into each other at the door.
Remember that commercial?
You got cheese in my caramel popcorn.
Yeah. There's a Reese's peanut butter commercial.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's legendary. I mean, there are plenty of cheese popcorns and plenty of combinations now, also copying Garrett's, but none still that match Garrett's.
Yeah.
It's still the best.
And when they blow that smell out of the street, that's the greatest marketing tool you guys have ever thought
of. Hey, I don't know what you're talking about, but, you know.
So you have 8 stores now, right?
8 shops here in Chicago, but we also have 2 shops at O'Hare.
Right.
And then we also.
Like I don't know when I'm at O'Hare. Yeah.
Exactly. And then we also have a shop at Woodfield Mall.
Mm-hmm.
And we also have one at 87th Street, Chatham.
Oh, in Chatham.
Yes.
A new location there. And you're introducing some new flavors, limited time only.
Yeah. So
kind of thing.
Today we have our hickory smoked cheese corn, hickory smoked bacon cheese corn, which I hope you all are enjoying. I have some cheesy fingers already.
We passed out to everybody, and I haven't tried mine yet. I want to try it on the air. Schwanny's polished off a whole bag of it himself so far.
That was a good breakfast.
This is a miracle. It's a miracle. How did you do this?
Life-altering.
This tastes like bacon.
It does. We have a great chef, and he's able to take what we have of our signature recipes and just enhance them. And so today you have your hickory smoked cheese corn.
If you could make this sizzle, it would be even unbelievable.
Yes.
It really is good.
Isn't that amazing?
It's amazing.
It's a miracle. It's a popcorn miracle.
But this is only through March 31st, right?
Yes, that's correct.
And
so you got to get it now.
Next Friday and Saturday, you're going to be doing emerald green kettle corn? Is that
yes,
right?
We have our Irish... our Irish kettle corn. So it is a new thing for Garrett to do. We already had kettle corn, but now we're just, you know, going to sprinkle a little bit of green on it, and there you go.
Yeah, that's fun. Andy, what's your take on all this, okay?
This is really good. This is life-altering.
Wow.
It's life-altering.
This is life-altering.
They're going to use that for their ad.
Yeah.
With a big exclamation testimonial.
So far today, it's life-altering and it's a miracle.
It's a miracle. It's a true blue spectacle.
People want to get more information. As we'd mentioned, there are all the stores that are available. But you can also get it online, right?
Yes, you can go online at GarrettPopcorn.com. You can also place your order there.
How long is this going to be available, this bacon thing?
To March 31st. Oh. So you got to get it now.
I got to go every day.
Crystal Allen is with Garrett's Popcorn. Thank you very much for joining us as we get ready to wind things up here today. We go back to the Mother Macaulay a cappella choir to kind of wind things down for us today in a beautiful way. Ladies, are you ready or should we take a break?
Did you want me to do Danny Boy with you or not?
Yeah. Turn his microphone off. The Mother Macaulay a cappella choir.
May the road rise to meet you. May the wind be always at your back. May the sun shine warm upon your face. May the rain fall soft upon your fields, and until we
All right, that's going to wrap it up for us this week, live from our broadcast at Presidential Towers for the Fight for Air Climb. Chicago Blackhawks hockey is coming up next on Chicago's very own 720 WGN Chicago.